Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, it's Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. If you're feeling overwhelmed by emotions, constantly reacting instead of responding, or just plain lost in the chaos of your own head, then you've landed on the right episode. Today, we're diving deep into emotional intelligence, something that's not just about being nice, but about understanding yourself and others on a whole new level. Trust me, this isn't some fluffy self-help mumbo-jumbo. It's a powerful tool for building resilience, navigating relationships smoother than silk, and becoming the badass version of yourself you were born to be. So, what exactly is emotional intelligence? Think of it as your superpower, the ability to recognize, understand, manage, and use emotions effectively. It's about being in tune with your own feelings, knowing how they influence your actions, and understanding the emotional landscape of those around you. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around certain people? Or maybe you've had a meltdown over something that seemed completely insignificant later on? That's where emotional intelligence comes in to help you navigate these tricky situations with grace and composure. Here are five key takeaways from today's episode. First, let's talk about self-awareness. This is like having an inner GPS for your emotions. It's all about recognizing your feelings, understanding their triggers, and knowing how they impact your behavior. Think of it this way. When you're aware of your emotional thermostat, the things that make you hot or cold, you can regulate your responses better. You know, like when your boss gives you a critical email, instead of instantly going into panic mode, you take a deep breath, analyze the situation, and respond thoughtfully. Next up is self-management, the ability to control those emotions once you've identified them. This isn't about suppressing feelings, it's about channeling them constructively. Think of it like this. Imagine your emotions are waves crashing on the shore, powerful, but eventually receding. You can't stop the waves, but you can learn to surf them gracefully. Techniques like mindfulness meditation, journaling, and even physical exercise can help you master this skill. Now, let's talk about empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's about stepping into their shoes, seeing things from their perspective, and connecting on a deeper level. Think of it as emotional telepathy, not reading minds, but feeling what others are feeling. You know those moments when you just know someone is struggling without them even saying a word? That's empathy in action. Social skills come next, the ability to communicate effectively and build strong relationships. This involves active listening, clear expression of your needs and feelings, and navigating social situations with ease. Think of it like being a master conversationalist, engaging people genuinely, finding common ground, and building meaningful connections. Finally, we have motivation, the ability to set goals, stay focused, and persevere even when things get tough. It's about having that inner drive that pushes you forward, regardless of obstacles. Think of it as your own personal engine fueling your ambition and keeping you moving towards your dreams. Now let me give you a real-world example. Imagine this. You're at work, and your colleague just shared some upsetting news. You can instantly feel their sadness and frustration. But instead of ignoring their feelings or offering empty platitudes, you actively listen, acknowledge their emotions, and offer genuine support. By practicing empathy and social skills, you create a space where they feel heard and understood, and that makes all the difference. So there you have it, five key takeaways for developing your emotional intelligence. Remember, this isn't a destination, it's a journey of continuous growth and self-discovery. Start by practicing self-awareness, then work on managing your emotions effectively. Develop empathy, hone your social skills, and fuel your motivation. Every small step you take brings you closer to becoming the most emotionally intelligent version of yourself. Ready to put these lessons into action? Share this episode with a friend who could benefit from some emotional intelligence boost. Leave a review telling us what resonated with you. I love hearing your thoughts. And join the conversation on social media. Let's build a community of strong, resilient individuals together. Until next time, keep shining bright and building your stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.